All right, guys, welcome to our first Q&A episode of 2024, brought to you by the Train Hard Fitness app. So our official, unofficial sponsor of these episodes. I love these episodes, man. We got some really good questions about all things nutrition, training. And just to quickly recap, you can get your question answered on the podcast by just replying to any of the emails we send out. So first step, subscribe to the newsletter, Never Zero newsletter. Really good content goes out there every Wednesday. Reply whenever you have a question. And then Jason is the one responsible for picking out the questions, and then we answer them on the podcast. So let's get to it. Ready?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
All right, man. This one's from Hunter. So Hunter asks, have you guys covered fueling for workouts on your podcast? For example, I want to maintain muscle and lean out. He gives us some details here. He's 208 pounds, 16% body fat, would like to get it to 12 or lower, wants to do lower carb, lean out some, but obviously doesn't want to completely cut out carbs because it's a, you know, necessary fuel source for his workouts. The question is, do you guys think eating healthy and just adjusting overall calories and macros to a slight deficit would be better long-term approach? And then he has a little bit more follow-up to the question and also has a PS, tell Jason to quit holding out on us and give us the Khalifa tricep supplemental routine. But I appreciate the question, really detailed into nutrition. So I can kick this off, Jay, and then I'm curious your thoughts on things nutrition. First of all, I'm curious, you know, where you're getting the 16 and 12% body fat numbers from. Because to me, 208, 16%, I mean, I don't know how familiar you are with these numbers, Jay, but like, that's pretty lean. Like, it's not like scary lean, but it's like, it's lean. Like, if you're looking at like health and longevity, aside from like, you know, the last 20% of going from looking like jacked to looking like crazy vascular and jacked, like, you're pretty much there. So whenever guys especially kind of ask this question, I always kind of want to make sure that they know that if you're thinking of health and longevity, like, you're there, you're in a good place. You don't have to worry about that. Now, does that mean that you shouldn't want to, you know, like we say, look the part and really kind of like lean out and be like a fucking impressive specimen? No, I mean, that's what I'm chasing. But I think that that's just, let's get that out of the way first, because you need to understand that because you're looking for those like very, very minuscule improvements, it's going to take a lot of work, more work than it takes you to get from like 20% body fat to 16, for example. Like, 20 to 16 is pretty easy. Don't eat too much junk. You don't have to count your food, just work out, be consistent. But then 16 to 12 is like a whole other beast. And then obviously 12 to 8, you're talking about, you know, getting on stage as a bodybuilder and the kind of prep that adjusts for that. So I guess my way of answering this question would really just be, if you're really focused on health and longevity overall, I think exactly what you said, eating healthy is the most important thing. Whole foods, quality foods, like, you just worry about that and fueling your workouts and feeling good energy wise, you'd be surprised how much your body tells you about whether you're doing things right or wrong when it comes to nutrition. Like, do you get to the gym and feel fired up to work out? Or are you kind of like slogging throughout the day and you need some pre-workout to get it in? That'll tell you whether you're in too much of a deficit or not. And then if your goals are super specific to aesthetics and, you know, you just want to hit a certain number, I think that's awesome. And, you know, if you want to do that, all the power to you. But then you absolutely have to track your macros and be very diligent about what you're eating. But again, just keep in mind that that stuff maybe isn't necessary, but it is a nice goal to have. It's kind of what I'm working towards.
Dude, I think from 16, I mean, I think at 16, like, you look good. I mean, you look okay, right? You look good. I think getting down to like that 12 mark is reasonable. I think going sub 10, going sub 10, especially for a woman to go sub 10 is very difficult. Sub 10 for guys isn't, I don't think, too crazy, but I think 12% is appropriate. That's where I would want to be at, or less. I don't even know. I haven't got my body fat checked in a while. I need to go see that. But I think the real question becomes like, what works for you? You know, I've done super low carb. I've done keto. I've done super high fat. I've done zone. I've done so many different nutrition plans. And I think ultimately where I would stick at, if I was him and if I was Hunter, is I would take my current nutrition plan, let's just say it's whatever I'm eating, and just try and reduce the calories just a little bit in general across the board. So it's not really impacting my quality of life much. And it's still giving me the fuel that my body wants to go hit it in the gym and then listen to my body. Hey, how am I feeling when I hit the gym? How am I feeling my energy? But the thing about it is that if you want to make a dramatic shift, if you want to try something new, you can go with a super low carb program and see how your body reacts to it. There's a lot of people that go keto and absolutely love it. And I think you just need to make it a legitimate shot and then see how your body reacts to that. But the easiest way, I think, is just reducing overall and keeping your lifestyle very similar. The next step would be, okay, well, do I want to attempt these different nutrition plans and see which one actually makes me feel good? Because for me, I know like the idea of intermittent fasting, the idea when I was on keto, like my mental clarity felt good and I leaned out super quickly. It just wasn't sustainable for me long-term. But maybe that's what Hunter needs to do to then find something that is more sustainable for him long-term. And then finding a body fat that's sustainable for you. You know, maybe you're in a season of your life where you want to see how jacked you get before summertime. Let's go. But maybe other times you're like, hey, I want to be my level set is at 14%. And then sometimes I'll drop down or go up depending on what's going on. So I think it's really individual dependent, Gabe. I think you answered it well. But I think just for me, it's like reducing the calories a little bit, seeing how your body reacts, great. And then from there, see how extremes you want to go, because you can get super jacked if you go keto.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of one of those things where I know that counting macros and tracking all your food definitely works for some people and definitely does not work for other people. But even when you say things like, hey, reduce your calories slightly, it doesn't keep in mind that it's going to be really hard to do that if you're literally just like, I mean, I think I ate less today than I did yesterday. So that's always an important footnote for me, because people that really want to see very specific results, I think that there's something to be said, even if you're not going to count everything you're eating and put everything on a scale before you put it in your mouth. I don't think that's sustainable for most people. But even doing that for a short period of time, if you've never done it, will teach you a lot. And for most people, will maybe, you know, reveal that you're having some more of some things than maybe you thought you did once you're actually keeping that close attention. So I think it's a good thing to try if you haven't tried. Same way, it's a good thing to try potentially keto or potentially something else. Like, you can do anything for 30 days. See how you feel, see what kind of results you get, and then take from that what was positive, leave behind what you think didn't work and wasn't sustainable, keep building from there, and you can make some significant progress over the course of a year.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll just add this one thing in. Like, my biggest thing that I've noticed, from regardless of the nutrition plan I'm on, is the hydration. I just have found that, like, it's just such a easy piece to miss, and it impacts the way I feel so greatly. That if you're not hydrating significantly, I think you're missing out, especially also if you are on like this kind of idea where you're intermittent fasting or maybe creating eating windows in the future, if that's something you're doing. You know, I think waking up in the morning and starting the day off drinking like one of these large Yeti jugs is what I usually do. And that just jumpstarts my day. So that's something that's really helped me to stay hydrated, which makes me feel excellent throughout my day.
I love these nutrition questions. If you have any other specific nutrition questions, feel free to hit me up on Instagram. But I think that about does it for this one. You know, with these kind of topics, you can go on forever about the ins and outs. But I appreciate you sharing your experience, Jay. Hunter, appreciate the question. Till next time.